Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Godawari Power & Ispat Limited Q1 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sana Kapoor from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Godawari Power & Ispat Limited earnings call to discuss the Q1 FY24 results. We have on the call Mr. Abhishek Agarwal, Executive Director, Mr. Sanjay Bothra, CFO, and Mr. Dinesh Gandhi, Executive Director. We must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. May I now request Mr. Dinesh Gandhi to take us through the company's business outlook and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sana. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the earnings call for Q1 FY23 of Godawari Power & Ispat Limited. Our financial results and earnings presentation is available on our website on the stock exchanges. I believe that you have been able to had a chance to review it. I'm excited to share our financial performance and discuss the key achievement and milestone this quarter. Post this, we can proceed with the Q&A session. GPIL kickstarted FY24 on a positive note. Before we dive into the financial results and performance highlight, I would like to throw some light on the strategic update. As you must be aware, GPIL had announced an ambitious CapEx plan aimed at significantly enhancing the iron ore mining capacity and pellet plant capacity. The plan entails more than doubling the mining capacity at Aridongri mine, expanding from 2.35 million ton to 6 million ton. Additionally, GPIL intends to establish a new vinification plant at the Aridongri mine with a capacity of 6 million ton. The project timeline for the same is completion is about 15 months with an estimated CapEx of 200 crore. GPIL has also outlined plan to augment the pellet capacity by 3 million ton, resulting in an increase in the capacity from 2.7 million to 5.7 million ton by constructing an additional pellet plant. The expected timeline for expansion of the project is approximately 30 months from now, with an estimated CapEx of 800 crore. Further, GPIL has decided to increase the capacity of integrated steel plant by 1 million ton, elevating from present capacity of 0.5 million ton, taking the total capacity to 1.5 million ton. According to our estimate, the CapEx for the same will be approximately 2,500 crore, and expected completion time will be 36 months. We are awaiting the environmental approval for all these projects. Once the approval is received, the construction activities shall start. The timeline for completion is in the for the regulatory approval is during the current financial year, and we hope to start the construction activity in the next financial year. Our company is resolute in its commitment to reducing the carbon footprint. GPIL taking concrete steps towards the goal by establishing total solar power capacity of 155 MW spread across three projects. As of FY23, we had commissioned 70 MW of GPIL solar power plant and 30 MW owned by HFAL. Further, constructing 55 MW capacity, which is expected to be completed by end of September in the current quarter. I would like to highlight that when comparing the current prices of the grid power, the cost of solar power generation, GPIL on an average saves 3 rupees per unit with a plant load factor of around 15% from the solar capacity. In the current financial year, our normal CapEx for the steel and power plant, other than the solar project, is close to about 100 125 crore, and the expected completion is in the current year, which includes replacement of turbine, some modification in our rolling mill and the steel billet plant, etc. Over and above this, I'm pleased to announce that JPL has successfully introduced a new product called 66 FE pellet, which has received an overwhelming positive response from the market. Notably, these pellets are fetching significantly better realization as compared to our, the 63 FE pellet. The additional realization is in the range of 1,500 to 2,000 rupees ton for 66 FE pellet. Coming on the operational performance, I'm delighted to share that as per our volume guidance for FY23, we have already achieved 30%, 25% and 28% target in the sponge iron billet and roll product. This is a strong performance given the confidence that we have been able to reach our guidance target for all products we outlined in the last quarter, and are sticking to our guidance for the current financial year, as mentioned in our presentation. Iron ore volume in first quarter Q1 FY24 is flat at 572,000, and we are confident of achieving the total volume for the current year. Iron ore pellet production decreased 21% quarter on quarter YOY basis due to the plant maintenance shutdown. On other hand, sponge iron, steel billet, and MS route production increased significantly, primarily because of the shutdown taken in the last quarter, that is in Q4 FY23. Iron ore pellet sales decreased to 297,000 tons because of an increased captive consumption of pellet for production of sponge iron in the current quarter. Sales of sponge iron, steel billet, and MS route have also increased significantly in line with increase in production. Realization for pellet has shown an increase of 3% on quarter-on-quarter basis. Our average realization for the quarter is 10,200 rupees per ton. And other products have showed slight decrease in the prices in line, with the reduction in the fuel cost. On an YOY basis, realization across the product has fallen. If you compare our results with Q1 FY23, then the FY23 was an exceptional period when the international prices of iron ore was very high, and therefore our realization was very high, which is not a normal circumstances. So the YOY number has to be looked in a normal market condition, which is which was Q4 FY23, and our performance is in line with that. Coming on the consolidated financial performance, revenue for the quarter showed a marginal increase of 1% to 1,326 crore. On quarter-on-quarter basis, however, it dropped 20% on YOY basis, primarily because of fall in the realization of all products. EBITDA increased 14% quarter-on-quarter basis to 305 crore. Paid attributable to owner increased to 231 crores, up 36% quarter-on-quarter. I would also like to mention that there was an exceptional income of rupees 18 crore in Q1 FY22. Q1 FY24, which was received from the buyer in terms of our share purchase agreement for sale of investment in Godavari Green Energy, which is about 25 megawatt solar thermal power plant, which we sold in FY21. Moving on the standalone performance, sequentially the revenue dropped 1% to 1,207 crore, whereas EBITDA and PAT increased 9% and 16%. To 300 crore and 224 crore. EBITDA margin improved in the quarter to 25% as compared to 22% in Q4 FY23. Coming on the market outlook, internationally, global iron ore prices have touched 233 CIF China in mid-March 2023, following the China's economy reopening. However, sharp increase in iron ore supplies by global majors, coupled with lower than expected demand pickup in China, resulted in correction in prices to current level of about $115 a ton. However, recent announcement by China to support housing and infrastructure sector might lead to an increase in consumption of iron ore. World Steel Association is projecting a robust 2.3% growth in the steel demand for FY23, followed by further 1.7% in 2024. The positive outlook bodes well for the steel demand for iron ore, and we anticipate prices to remain well supported at the current level. In domestic markets, iron ore prices have NMDC have experienced slight increase, rising from 3,660 ton in January to 4,210 rupees a ton at present. While prices have recovered from the lows observed after imposition of export tax, they have remained well below the last year level of 5,000 rupees a ton. Conservatively, pellet prices peaked at 10,200 in March 23, but have since declined to 8,800 rupees a ton, or for normal grade of pellet, which is at 63 AP. With positive outlook for steel demand, it is expected that the pellet prices will be adequately supported at current level. With this, I conclude the opening remarks, and we can now open the floor for question answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin Damania from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just want to check that if you look definitely globally, the realization of the iron ore and the pellet has corrected to the tune of 8,800, whereas our realization on the sequential basis has gone up to near about 10,200. So can you guide us in terms of what was the total contribution of the high-grade pellet in the overall basket, which has helped us to garner such a high realization, and how do we see the pellet market and the realization going forward?
Okay, so I'll answer your question two parts. See, in Q1, the high grade production was less than 50% because we had taken an annual shutdown of our pellet plant, the bigger one. Really, that's our strategy. You know, we take a shutdown before monsoon. So Q1 is always the production volumes are low. But going forward, the highest production is going to remain at 65% level of the entire production.
So the 65% will be a higher grade production.
Yeah.
And from Q to array, from the July onward, is the pellet plant running at the full capacity or the shutdown was there in the month of July?
So from month of June, we are operating at full capacity. The shutdown was in month of May, and from June onwards, so whatever numbers we have given in terms of our annual analyzed volumes, we are confident we will be able to achieve that.
Yeah, sir, a couple of more questions. Since we have already commissioned this 70 megawatt solar plant and 50 megawatt is expected, in addition to this, we are doing a 125 crores of capex on the relining and the setting of the another turbine. So could you help us in understanding what will be the saving that we'll be having in once the, both the solar and the new turbines comes in place?
So put together the solar 70 megawatt plus the additional capacity plus the turbine, we're expecting an annualized saving of, say, 100-125 CR on EBITDA level on annual basis.
Okay. And lastly, sir, any update on the integrated steel plant, what product and where are we, how are we moving?
We've been saying that time and again, unfortunately, there has been a quite a lag in terms of our, approvals. So as I said, we still have, few months before we start the work. So iron making, we are very clear, but on the finished steel side, we are exploring, the long as well as the flat products. So I think in time, once we start the groundwork, we should be in a position to decide, which kind of steel we'll be making. So we would need some time. But we're still exploring because, a lot of new technologies have come to the picture. And since this will be our first project in terms of primary production, so we would need some more time to, finally decide the product mix.
Sure. Thank you, Abhishek.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Harsh Vasa from SBI Cap Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for providing the opportunity. So I just have a couple of questions. So the first question is that, could you just throw some light, what was your coal sourcing mix like? and how much coal did you import in Q1 FY24, and what is the inventory of coal as on date? And second question is, what is the payback period of this new CapEx plan?
Okay, so to answer your first question, so you know, we import about 0.5 million tons for our DRI operations. We have been doing that earlier, and we'll continue to do that in future as well. So, on the pricing side, you know, as you are aware, you know, the thermal index has gone below 100 levels, and since most of shipments are, you know, we are buying on index, so we are moving with the market. So as month-on-month, the market is going down, we will get the benefit of lower input for our DRI production as well. So on a fixed number, you can say currently my landed cost to the plant is about 12,000-12,500 rupees a ton, which will further go probably down by 1,000 rupees, you know, in the coming months.
Okay.
Against 18,000 in Q4, say about 15,000-16,000 in Q1. So Q2, we can see a number of, say, about 12,000-12,500 rupees average, my incoming cost of thermal coal from a DRI. And on inventory levels, you know, usually, including the transit, in the pending shipments and the stock we have, we usually maintain inventory about 2 months. Because of monsoon, you know, we need to keep that leverage so that the plant doesn't get hampered. So at the moment, we're carrying inventory about 2 months. So basically, Q2 or early of Q3, we are covered.
Okay. And so what is the payback period of this new CapEx plan?
See, okay, so there are multiple CapExes going on. One is the steel capacity, 0.4-0.5 million, which will be commissioned in Q2 itself. Then second one is the turbine, again, the 48-megawatt turbine, which will be commissioned again in Q2. So combine these two, we expect, you know, that the power fuel cost to go down by at least a rupee. So on the overall generation, as I mentioned earlier, so the turbine and the solar, everything put together on the energy side, we expect a saving about 100-125 crore on annualized basis.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Chirag Singhal from First Water Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the, you know, 66 epic grade pellets that you mentioned. So you mentioned that the realizations are 1,500-2,000 rupees per ton higher. So is this in comparison to the regular 63 epic grade or the second higher grade that were
Right. So, just to be clear with things. So what we have done is, so earlier we were making a 65 epi pellet. So we have improved that same pellet to 66 now, you know. And what Mr. Dinesh Gandhi mentioned, so the premium of $1,500-$1,800 is over the 63 pellets. If you compare vis-a-vis the 65 pellets, so at the moment, since because this is, you know, new to the market, we are, you know, trying to establish it for the new buyers. Today, we're getting a premium of about, say, 800 rupees over 65 pellets.
Okay. And just wanted to understand the delta when you produce the 65 or 66 epi grade. So what is the incremental cost that you have to incur?
Incremental cost is about, you know, it's about 250 or 300 rupees. So, you know, the additional delta probably which will, you know, add to our bottom line is about, say, 500-600 rupees per ton.
Sorry, additional delta, you said 500-600 rupees.
Yeah, because 300 rupees is the additional cost, input cost, and at the moment, we're able to, you know, realize a premium of, say, 800-1,000 rupees. So if you compare, you know, apple to apple, so we probably make another 500-700 rupees more compared to a 65 pellet.
Okay, got it. And what is the price trend looking like for pellets and finished steel for the current quarter versus the last quarter?
See, at the moment, so we domestically the prices are about 9,000 rupees for the 63 pellets, and for the higher grade one, which we have started marketing, we are getting the price anything between, you know, 10,500-11,000 rupees. You know, still I would say it's early stage, but we are confident as people start using this quality, we would be, you know, getting the desired premium going forward.
So broadly, for us, the realizations would be a little bit higher than what we did in Q1. For pellets.
In terms of, yeah, pellets. So definitely volume is going to go up compared to Q1, that is for sure, because there are no shutdowns. And on the pricing side, we had an ex-plant of 10,200 rupees. I would still say we probably will be in the range of 10,000-10,500 rupees. Because, you know, this is a monsoon season, the domestic demand of steel is very weak, the markets have been, you know, going down month on month. So if you're able to sustain the same price, I think it should be a good number.
And what about the finished steel?
Finished steel, in terms of pricing?
Yeah.
Because the prices, you know, so compared to Q1, the prices are further down by at least 10% in Q2, for sure.
Sorry?
For example, today's sponge is about 27,000 rupees, billet is about 41,000 rupees, and wire is about 45,000 rupees. If you compare to Q1, the sponge was about 30,000 rupees. So there'll be a, you know, 8 to 10% drop in the finished steel prices compared to Q1 for this quarter. But at the same time, you know, the input cost has gone down in terms of thermal coal or the power coal, because the domestic coal prices have, you know, crashed. They are almost, you know, lying at the rock bottom prices, you know, which should be, you know, pre-COVID levels. So that will help in sustaining the EBITDA levels. Although the finished steel prices have gone down.
That was my second, that was my last question actually, the coal cost only. So you mentioned that, so if I got it correct, you are expecting some 3,000 rupees per ton on your consumption cost in coal for the current quarter versus the last quarter.
Yeah, 2,500 rupees, exactly.
Okay. Thanks, Abhishek.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Nikhil Chandak from JM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. Abhishek, so, you know, I had two, three related questions all around the capital allocation policy, both at the company end and at the promoter end. Now, you know, it's obviously a great thing. It's a cash-rich balance sheet. But, you know, recently, for example, we did an unsecured loan to another, you know, company in the similar line of business, Prakash Industries. They pledged their shares in favor of Godavari. You know, why would you do something like this? As in, you know, why get into these unsecured loans to either players in the industry or outside the industry? That is the first question, you know. And the second one is, I also understand, you know, at the promoter end, there are a few other business interests also which the promoters have, like, for example, electric two-wheelers and things like that. Now, any, you know, any chance that you kind of, you know, would want to fund this from Godavari's balance sheet, or, you know, would that be again funded by the promoter end itself? And just from a management perspective, time allocation, or, you know, between or focus between the two entities, you know, Godavari versus some of the other business interests. And the third one was, again, you know, we saw like some decent sell down by the promoters, which was frankly, I thought, surprising, because, you know, there was a buyback which was just done, etc. It's a, you know, promoters are cash rich. So why sell down stake in the listed entity? And would you look to do more of, you know, those kind of sell downs in the
future? Okay, so I'll answer question number on the first part. See, so yeah, we do have, you know, given some unsecured loans against, you know, the collateral, you know, the pledging of their, you know, the cash in the shield. But, you know, on the overall, we do have realized, you know, the shareholders especially are not happy with this approach of the company. And as a management, I can commit to you, ki whatever has been done has been done. I can assure you, all the loans you've given are, you know, although unsecured, but they will come back to the company with the desired interest. And going forward, we have taken a management decision, ki we will not engage in this practice any further. So whatever is gone is going to come back to the company as per the agreement. But going forward, we will not, you know, continue with these practices. So as a management, I can assure you that. That answers your first question. Second part would be on the, you know, we have no intention of funding any promoter, you know, investments or their, you know, growth from the parent company. Godavari is a listed company. I will ensure whatever capex has been done, it's been invested in the company to add value to the shareholders. And the third question, see, we did dilute some stake. The reason was, you know, we were always looking to get, you know, good investors, any investors on a board. So there was an opportunity. We thought it will add value to, you know, everyone on board, including the shareholders. So that is the reason. No other aspect. There was an opportunity. We always wanted to get good investors on board. So, you know, attract, you know, the big customers, you know, or investors. That's the only reason. So I hope all three answers will be answered.
No, that's very reassuring. So just on the cash generation, which will happen in addition to the capex, which is going into the business, from a dividend plus buyback, would the similar strategy as in the recent past continue over the, say, the medium term?
So see, we have a dividend policy which is being approved by the board, and we will stick to the dividend policy. We are very clear whatever cash generation will be here, either it's going to, you know, we're going to distribute to the shareholders, and this is going to go to the capex. So we will follow a dividend policy by the T. And, you know, if you compare the last 3 years, the dividend distribution has been more than almost, you know, 20-25% on a year on a basis. So I think that's a very good dividend policy. So we will continue with that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead. Rakesh, your line is on the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Please proceed.
Yeah, morning, sir. This is Rakesh. So my first question regarding, sir, how is the ferro alloy business doing as of now?
See, ferro alloy business, I would say, is not doing very great, you know, because the prices are hit, you know, almost towards the rock bottom. Currently, the silco prices are about 55,000 rupees ex plant. The only silver lining is, you know, the input cost, which is, you know, mainly the manganese ore and thermal coal and, the coke. So, subsequently, they also drop down, you know, when the manganese ore is, you know, hovering around at the, you know, rock bottom, I would say. And same is with the thermal coal and as well as the coke. Definitely, there will be, you know, a substantial saving on account of power generation because the prices of domestic coal have, you know, come on to, you know, the rock bottom prices. So we can see some saving on the power generation side, but as a whole, the ferro industry right now, I would say, you know, it's operating at a very minimal profit, I would say.
Okay, regarding sir, but sir, your realization also come down due to this only. Ferro alloy.
Yes, definitely, of course, because the prices have, you know, I think in Q1 is about 70,000, now in Q2 it is about 65,000. And the demand is quite weak because, you know, India is surplus in alloy production. So a chunk has to be exported to balance out the demand and supply. So the prices are definitely under pressure in terms of ferro alloys at the moment.
Right, sir. Sir, my next question is regarding, sir, maybe I missed, sir. But sir, can you highlight on the new product 66 FE or how is it different in terms of pricing from 65 and other?
See, so as I mentioned earlier, you know, so we have improved a step further. Now we are making a 66 FE pellets, for which we are getting an additional premium of, say, about, you know, 800 rupees or in above the 65 pellets. It's a very nascent stage, I would say very initial phase. As, you know, as people start using it, the end mills, I'm sure we will be able to get the desired premium in the longer term.
Okay. So, sir, same question, sir, again, sir. Sir, in Q1, we have 65% of pellet on high grade FE, na? 65.
See, so we have been reducing the percentage of high grade production of pellets compared to my normal grade is always 65% of last 2 years, and we will continue to maintain that.
Okay, after 66, we will maintain 65 only.
The percentage should be 65% only. Yes, at the moment the production volume will be same. Exactly, we have improved the quality of, you know, a notch more.
Okay, sir. Sir, next question is regarding, sir. Okay, sir. Most of steel plant or steel player are setting their own pellet plant, sir. In that case, in near future, can we face any difficulty to selling the pellets?
No. I would say a very straight of answer would be no. There are two reasons. It's because of our captive mines, our strength is iron ore. At a very lower cost compared to others. And secondly, because the entire India is making the same grade, which is 63, 62 pellets, you know. So, but in my case, since I'm making a premium product, which is a 66 FE now, so I have a different market, I have a different audience, you know, target audience. And parallelly, we always, you know, keep exploring export market as well. So I don't see any reason that we would be facing any kind of competition from my peers in the domestic market. Because of the quality.
Right, sir. So most of steel companies say in their call ki if for next 1 month their raw material cost will come down. So in that case, sir, our realization will come down. Or how much we are expecting, sir, in near term?
See, so as I mentioned, for us, I know it doesn't come down much because it's a captive resource only. Right? Only on the royalty part, it keeps changing up and down. On the coal side, definitely thermal coal, as I mentioned, Q1, the average price was about 15,000 rupees. Q2, we're expecting average price of about, say, 12,000 rupees. So That will shed away, add to our additional EBITDA. But at the same time, in the finishing price has gone down by almost 10%. So that will balance out. So the whatever input cost has gone down, the finish has gone down in the same proportion. So I don't see much improvement that side.
Yes, sir. You said coal will come down from 15,000 to 12,500.
Yes, for Q2.
Sir, in total raw material cost, in total raw material, how much percentage coal, sir? Motamati?
See, I think coal is so coal is about 35%.
35%, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Regarding sir, how much energy we are using for renewal currently, in terms of percentage?
So, in terms of renewable power, it's about 30% at the group level, at Godavari level.
Godavari, any plan to increase in near future, sir? You are just mentioning 155 megawatts, sir, solar plant, sir.
So, currently 100 is running and another 55 is in pipeline, which will be commissioned in Q2. And and going forward, if there is a requirement of further power, then we will go with solar only. We won't go with the coal-based plants in this commercial at least.
Okay. Yes, sir. You said, sir, your pellet production has come down due to shutdown.
Yes.
Okay. But last year, same Q1 also, they shut down or they are running for normal, sir?
See, depending on the machine availability and the machine condition, we decide everything beforehand before the year starts. So the shutdown can be Q1, the shutdown can be Q2. But on the overall guidance, if you see, at the end of the year, the numbers we have committed, we are confident we'll achieve it, which is the 2.6 million volume.
Okay.
For March 2024.
Sir, last year we have do nearby 6.7 lakh ton.
No, so that was a quarter. If you see the entire, if you see the annualized basis, we produce about some 2.6 million something. So this year also, we are confident we will achieve the same volume.
For FY24, we are expecting the same volume.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, sir. Right, sir. And regarding sir, your mining, sir, it takes sir how many months sir, to full ramp up the new expansion, the mining expansion?
Once the approvals are received, anything between, say, 12 to 18 months.
Okay, sir. Right, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you for my answer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Vikas Singh from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. And thank you for taking my question. Sir, I want to understand one thing. Once we improved our pellet and that new pellet capacity, would the high-grade pellet ratio would remain the same, like today 65%, or it would come down?
No. So see, currently capacity is 2.7 million. We applied for approval of 3 million tons, but I've also said earlier, depending on the market conditions and the mining expansion, we might split the capacity into probably say two parts, 1.5 into 2. But yeah, going forward, whatever pellets we produce is going to be high-grade pellets, that is for sure. So we will install the capacity in the same volume and we can enhance our mining capacity. So going forward, the ratio of high-grade pellets will go up rather than going down.
Understood, sir. And sir, one more thing. If I remember correctly, we previously talked about debottlenecking our sponge iron plant, bringing it to almost 6 lakh ton capacity. Looking at the one quarter results, it seems that it's running at the same capacity. Considering have done maintenance capex already, so why we are still giving a guidance of 500,000 ton only and not 6
Because the environmental approval which we have received from the MOEF and the State Pollution Board is about for 500,000 ton. We have received the EC. It's also mentioned in the investor presentation. We have got the permission from the MOEF, but we're waiting from the approval from the State Pollution Board. At current levels, we can definitely produce 0.6 million ton. But due to the permission limit, we are restricting ourselves to 0.5 million ton. No other reason.
Understood, sir. Sir, my third question regarding our integrated steel plant. I know it's a little bit early, but do we have the land bank already available or we still have to the entire thing has to be drawn from the scratch and not only on the product.
No. So we have the land bank. Certain regulatory approvals are under process because it is a government land. So we've already identified that the land has been already allotted to us. So we're just waiting for the formalities to get completed so that the land can be, allotted to us officially in terms of, we can start the work. So that is the reason there's a delay in terms of the project, and its groundwork. But we have the land with us, you can say that.
And lastly, sir, in terms of iron ore mining incremental 3.65 million tons, can you give us where we are in terms of regulatory approvals and if there is any change in timelines there?
Kehte hai na ji, umeed pe duniya kaayam hai. So, I'm hopeful, I think it should be in place in next, probably, by, I think, end of Q3. So once you remove everything from there on, you can consider 12 to 18 months to ramp up to the full capacity.
Okay, sir. So just one more question, if I can pitch in.
Please. You said
that you are actually covered till 2Q in terms of coal pricing. So the price at which you are...
No, I said Q3 as well as, early half of Q3 as well.
Yeah, so Q3, so the price at which we have bought the coal versus the spot price, what is the difference? So just
all my buying has been on index pricing. So basically index means ki as the market keeps going down, my value of incoming coal will keep going down. So I will always be on the gaining side. Even if the market goes down further by $10, we will save $10 further. Because I'm not buying on fixed, I'm buying on index.
Understood, sir. Understood. And lastly, Hira Ferroalloys seems to be making losses till now. So, any outlook?
The reason was earlier, Q3 of last financial year, there was a huge stop loss because the prices of, manganese ore had jumped up quite a bit and then crashed. And the finished prices of alloys also crashed. So, I think Q3 and Q4, was an impact of that. Q1, when we were able to, start producing at the peak capacity, unfortunately, the market turned around of ferroalloys. And the prices corrected from, 90 rupees a kg to 65 rupees a kg currently. So that is the reason I would say the profits, as anticipated in alloy business are not, showing the numbers. That's the only reason. No other reason. The market is...
Understood, sir. Thank you for taking
Me intervene. Hira Ferroalloys is not making losses. It is at least at a break-even level, slightly above the break-even level. And despite all this, this power plant is commissioned, solar power plant in Hira Ferroalloys, that will, contribute to the margin from Q2 onwards. And, the capacity is also ramped up there. So hopefully from next year onward, above 50 crore EBITDA is definitely possible from Hira Ferroalloys going forward.
Understood, sir. Thank you for the elaborate answer and all the best for future.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is on the line of Prithul Shah from Anubhuti Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I joined the call late, so I don't know whether this question is answered or not. But my question is with respect to the IMO.
Sorry to interrupt. Mr. Shah, we are unable to hear you clearly. We'll request that you use the handset mode while speaking and not the speakerphone.
Hello, am I audible now?
Much better.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I was saying that I joined the call late, so I don't know whether the question is answered or not. But I just wanted to understand that on YOY basis, if we see the iron ore mining and pellets have gone down significantly. So what's the reason for that, if you can explain?
Okay, so on the pellet side, it is already mentioned, we had taken an annual shutdown of our bigger plant, which we always do before the monsoon, so that, during monsoon, we are able to produce the full capacity. No other reason. It's a planned annual shutdown, but the guidance given to, everybody at the start of the year, we are confident we'll achieve that, which is the 2.6 million ton guidance. So you can see the improvement in volumes, Q2 onwards. And on the mining side, we had already mentioned, a couple of months back, there was an accident that the overburden had collapsed, and because of which there was an interruption in mining at full capacity, April, end of March, early, till April. And from May onwards, we started resuming at full capacity. So that bottleneck thing, you know, took us some time, but today we are putting it full capacity.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, next was with CRISPR outlook on export markets for pellet. So how Godavari is looking into the exports and
we are always exploring the export market, but at the moment, you know, we haven't done a single export shipment, primarily because the domestic realization of pellets are much better than the export. So, you know, it's a common business sense. Wherever you get more money, you know, you sell it. So at the moment, domestic is the preferred market, but we are always open for exports.
So can you give a broad understanding?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is breaking up. We are unable to hear you clearly.
Okay. Am I audible now?
Yeah, please proceed.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if you can provide the difference between the export price of pellets and domestic price of pellets, if you can share.
So today, if I compare on apparel basis, it's about 10%. So if I say the domestic is, say, about, you know, 10,000 rupees for a high grade, export will be about 9,500 rupees. So there is 10% difference. So that's the reason we are not in the export market at the moment.
Okay, got it. And sir, one last question, that with respect to the new CapEx plan that you have announced, the total amount comes to around 3,500 crores. So out of that, what would be the amount that would be incurred in FY24 itself?
This year, so see, on the new, both the new projects, you know, the current financial year, we don't see much of CapEx, being spent, because, you know, both the projects are still under the approvals. We're expecting the approvals to be, you know, probably, you know, in our hand, say, end of Q3, early of Q4. So there will be no major expansion, you know, capex in this financial year. We will only, you know, complete the pending capex going on. Next year onwards, we can see a substantial amount, you know, but see, the project is about, you know, 2 to 3, 2.5 years. So of course, the expenditure will be accordingly.
Okay. And so just one follow-up with respect to this pellets business only. So incremental 3 MT that we are setting up, is this only, say, for exploring the export market or in mixture, or, you know, it depends upon the scenario at that time?
It all depends on the scenario. We are focused on the export market. Even the demand in India is also gradually going up. People are realizing the value of, you know, good quality, you know, iron ore. Plus, you know, if we also happen to start a steel production, which is the 1 million capacity, so you can say 50% will be going for in-house consumption. So going forward in the longer term, say 5 years down the line, we will have only, you know, 1.5 million tons for exports or merchant sales. That is the whole, you know, idea behind this 3 million ton capacity.
Okay. Thank you so much. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yogansh Jeswani from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Hi, Abhishek ji. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity. So most of the questions have been answered. Just one or two more follow-ups. So, sir, on the mining and the beneficiation expansion that we are planning, we have highlighted in the presentation that roughly around 200 crore is the amount that we have earmarked for it. So how much would be for mining and how much would be for the beneficiation plant, sir?
See, on the mining side, basically that you create an infrastructure, to mine and, you know, process the raw material and dispatch it. So out of 200, I would say about 40 crores will be on the mining side in terms of infrastructure, and remaining 160 crores will be on the beneficiation side.
Okay, understood. So, sir, again, on the beneficiation plant, just for our understanding, if you could help us, with this beneficiation plant, will we be able to use more of waste fines and convert them into usable iron ore, or will this also help us on the cost side? Basically, what does the beneficiation will do for us?
Okay, there are two parts. One is, we will beneficate the low-grade iron ore, obviously 35-40. To make it to a high grade concentrate, say about 65-66, which can be used for pellets. So that will be one advantage to upgrade the low grade from 35 to 65 or 60 or whatever, depending on the, you know, process. And second is the cost side. You know, currently we are bringing everything to the plant and beneficiating in Godavari. So we are paying about, you know, 1,000 rupees transportation. So, you know, in process of doing that, we are throwing away about 15-20% of our tailings. So to save on the transportation, now we'll be benefiting in the mine. and we can save about 150 rupees on the transportation. So if you say on an analysis basis, if you do a mining of say 6 million tons or 5 million tons, so 150 rupees is almost, you know, 75, 80 crore rupees. So that is the whole idea of, you know, installing a beneficiary in the mine rather than doing in the plant.
Okay. So sir, currently we already have a beneficiation plant at the pellet unit.
Yes, we have. We have the capacity is 3.2 million tons, and that is the reason we are able to produce high grade pellets.
Okay. So with this 6 million beneficiation plant that will come up at the mine, the other 3.2 will still be of use, or
we can always utilize it depending on the, you know, how the process gets stabilized in the mine. But of course, you know, the plant is running smooth, so no reason, you know, we're going to isolate it. It's going to be in the circuit. If there's a requirement of further beneficiating it, we will do it. It's a choice we have.
Okay, but suppose the 6 million beneficiation plant and the mine is running smoothly, then this 3.2 becomes not so useful then.
Exactly. Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, and the savings that you mentioned was roughly around 70 to 80 crore per year.
If you see a capex of 160 crores, so it's a 2 years payback, you know, so it's no-brainer.
Absolutely, right. And so next, on the integrated steel plant, is there a little more clarity as to what we want to do now? I think in past, we were still contemplating whether we want to
or
integrated steel plant.
No, so see, we are very clear, we won't be, you know, going ahead with only pig iron. Because selling pig iron, which is such a huge volume, is not, you know, it's not a, you know, a cake of work. What we're going to do is we're going to definitely put up a finished line of steel. So we are exploring the long steel as well as the flat steel, which is the TMT virus, you know, slash, you can say, structure or, you know, strip or, yeah.
Got it. So just one last question from my end. So I think the approvals are not in our hands, so it's tough for you also to make any commitment to us, but you have fairly highlighted that Q3, Q4 is where you expect something to come through, and then again it will take anywhere between 15 to 18 months for the mining and say 2-3 years for the integrated steel plant. So between today and then, what is the growth that we see? I mean, what kind of growth can we expect? Will it be very marginal, 5 to 10% that we will get from debottlenecking of our, say, billet and spawn and so on and so forth? Or there can be something which will be major in, say, next 2-3 years also?
See, firstly, you know, the additional saving which comes from the energy business, because, you know, we have been commissioning the new turbine, the solar plant. So our energy input costs will go down, and we see an annualized, you know, additional EBITDA of say 100 to 125 CR. That is one benefit. Second would be our steel capacity will be from 0.4 million to 0.5 million. So the additional EBITDA on a lakh 10 will also be, you know, start getting realized from say Q3 onwards. And on the growth side, to be very honest, in terms of volume, we don't see much growth from here till our new projects are commissioned. But of course, with markets, the markets can go up again. Of course, the bottleneck is going to go up again.
Understood. That's really helpful, sir. Thank you, and all the best to you and your team.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Vaibhav Kumar Dubey from Steel Mint. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, please tell.
Good afternoon, sir. This is Vaibhav Dubey from Steel Mint. Hope my voice is audible.
Yeah, please, sir.
Sir, I wanted to know, Godavari has recently launched high-grade pellets, we all know, of 66 grade. So we wanted to know what is the market of the particular grade pellet, what is the demand, and from which region the demand is maximum for the particular grade.
So see, at the moment, we are selling everything domestic. So because of the lower, you know, silicon element levels, lower cost levels. So domestically, we are able to, you know, get the desired premium, and people are much, you know, quite happy with the quality. Because they are able to, you know, realize the benefit in the downstream products. So at the moment, we are selling everything domestically. You know, so Maharashtra, Raipur, you know, Chhattisgarh, you can say, and we are also exploring export opportunities.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kishan Toshniwal from Pola Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I was just reading somewhere that the promoter of your company has invested and participated in a private placement of a company called Deccan Goldmine. So is there anything related with the company's business, or is it the promoter in his own capacity has done that?
Promoter in his own capacity has done that. Nothing to do with the company.
Nothing to do with the Godavari. And Godavari is not
anything regarding anything. Nothing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ganesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay. Thank you for keeping us minority investors well informed. I'm just going through the deck, and normally you have
sorry,
a couple of additional slides.
Sir, your audio is not clear. Maybe request
okay.
You switch to the handset mode and not the speakerphone.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
So slightly, please proceed.
Yeah. So there are a couple of slides that are not there this time about iron ore prices and all that. Could you please include them from the next time?
Sure. I will discuss with my team, and whatever slides you expecting, which was there earlier, we will try and give it back in the presentation for next time.
Yeah. Secondly, the lead times that we are talking about for our long term expansion, the number of months, 24 months, 30 months, etc. Are these from today, or are these from the time we get environment approval?
No. So see, I'll tell you on the mining side, it is about 12 to 18 months from date of approval. On pellet side, it's about 18 months from date of approval. And on the steel plant side, because it's going to be a bigger project, it's going to be a greenfield project. So we can expect about anything between 24 to 30 months from date of approval. So yeah, the condition is date of approval, because that is something which is not in our control. We know how to, on how much time we can put up the plant, but to start the working, we need that approval, and which is not in our hands, unfortunately.
Yeah, got it.
Right.
And regarding the new FE66 pellets that we are releasing to the market, just curious, I want to understand the coking coal prices and other input prices are all very less now. So what is the motivation for people to use a higher grade pellet if they can manage with a lower grade pellet, because the other input costs are lesser?
No, see, the problem is, if you mix both the products, the point is we lose the premium on the better product. And in today's market, where there's already, a demand supply mismatch in India in terms of pellets, if you start making more volume of the 63 pellets or 64, if you blend them, we won't get the desired premium, which we're getting right now. Plus, there will be a pressure on us to sell. And once you get on the pressure, then you start selling, you start doing desperate selling. So we don't want to do that. We are very focused. Our primary focus is to produce more of high-grade pellets and eventually realize the desired premium. Because going forward, with more initiatives towards green steel, the demand of high-grade iron ore will keep going up year on year, be it domestically, be it internationally. So our focus is very clear. We want to make more and more high-grade pellets.
Got it. Thank you. That's all the questions I had.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. The next question is from the line of Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. One more question, sir. Sir, when you see your ferroalloys realization for JPIL and Hira and Alok, all are three different. Any reasons why we are different for Hira and Alok?
No, see, I'll tell you the difference in terms of realization for Hira and Alok. In terms of the time of booking, the input cost on the raw material side. That's the only difference, because there might be reason. Probably we sold some quantity in Hira and then the market tanked, or the market went up and Alok booked then. So it's only a price fluctuation, nothing else.
Okay, right, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Sir, I may have missed it, but can you tell me how are we going to fund our CapEx of this 3,500 crores of steel plant plus?
Internal accrual. Everything's going to be internal accrual. We have no intention of going to the banks. If required, we might, but at the moment, with the current scenario, we are confident everything will be funded by the internal accrual.
Okay, sir. And sir, just to understand it, this year of FY24, have we shifted to 25% tax? I mean, it was 27%, if I'm not wrong, last year.
No, we are at 25% only. Some, deferred tax or some adjustments here and there, but on an average, we will go on 25% tax rate.
Okay, sir. Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. Friends, in conclusion, I would like to highlight that GPIL stands well prepared for the next phase of growth, backed by robust net cash balance sheet and a competitive advantage with captive iron ore mines and the production of high-grade pellet. With ambitious growth plan and unwavering support from all stakeholders, we are confident of our future prospects. We extend our sincere gratitude for your presence in this conference call, and we trust that we have been able to address all your questions. If you have any further questions on additional information which you need, please do not hesitate to contact us directly or reach out to our investor relations at Go India Advisors. Thank you once again for joining and participation in this call. Thank you, and with this, we conclude this call. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.